This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Okay, that's the wrong music. That is the wrong music to be played. This is the right music here. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Tonight, Dallas and Philadelphia, but perhaps more importantly, Kansas City in action from Sao Paulo tomorrow night. Our friend Alex Gold with Kansas City's 96.5 The Fan with us. Are you in Brazil? Or are you in Kansas City? You could lie, by the way. You could say that you're in Brazil if you're not there.
I wish I was in Brazil, Mark. I wish I was down there. But no, I'm excited. I'm amped up. I know you're a big NFL guy, a big sports bettor as well. So we're about to enter the best couple months of the year.
I simply can't wait. And I'm so excited about a really good game tonight. I'm also very excited as a... See, I share my allegiances, and this gets criticized quite often. But I feel like I have the freedom in this country and the liberty to do this, have an AFC and an NFC team. So I'm a big Packers guy. I spent nine years at the Packers flagship up there in Milwaukee, and it was right after Brett Favre won, you know, that first Super Bowl. So I definitely got hooked up into the Packers. So I'm very thrilled that I'm not going to have to see Micah Parsons on the field for the Cowboys tonight, because I think that the Packers did all right with that deal, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it for Green Bay. I really do. I think they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. We were talking locally on our show. You know, if there's four teams realistically that you think can win the Super Bowl, who are the four? And Green Bay was one of them. The Eagles were the other. And then Chiefs and Buffalo. Those were the only four teams that I actually think can win a Lombardi trophy this year. My answer would have been a little bit different before the Parsons trade. But I think that kind of puts them over the top there in Green Bay.
So how do we feel about the Chiefs heading into the season? It seems like most of the experts, and this has happened, maybe it happened last year too, they kind of write the Chiefs off because they've been to so many Super Bowls in a row. And last year wasn't Mahomes' best year. You know, the scoring wasn't there. Kelsey didn't have the numbers. So what is the realistic expectation for this team? Because I think a lot of people are expecting some regression. I mean, let's face it, it's hard to get there 4 years in a row.
No question. Look, regression in terms of win, sure. Like, they're not going to win 15 games again. They won 15 a year ago. I think that is pretty fair to say. But are they a 13-win team? Or are they a 14-win team? You know, anybody thinking they're going to suddenly be a, you know, in my opinion, a 10-win team or fringe playoff team, I think that's a bit wild. And I think people are looking too much into what happened in the Super Bowl. You know, their lasting impression, though, was them getting whooped pretty
good, by
Philadelphia. And people can't get over that. But, Mark, I think they're actually better positioned heading into week one this year than they were a year ago. They still don't have Rashee Rice. He's suspended for six games, so they're going to still not have the full wide receiver room. But the room of Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Travis Kelce, who we saw him at training camp, he does look quicker. You know, this might be his last year, but he does look quicker. He's slimmed down a little bit. And they've solved, I believe, their left tackle problem with Josh Simmons, their first-round pick out of Ohio State. So with all that being said, I think they're actually a better football team. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win more games. That's how tough it is. But I do think people have made a mistake by looking at what happened in the Super Bowl and just kind of assuming that that's who they are now.
How do you look at tomorrow night's game? These international games, I get why they do them for the league, but I always, you know, especially when it comes to wagering, I always look at these international games, the ones that are overseas, a little differently because, you know, they're different. Let's face it, they are different. You're not in a, you know, comfortable territory. Sometimes elevation becomes an issue. So what are your thoughts on the game tomorrow night? Because obviously there's an expectation that the Chargers are going to become better as well.
I think the question with it being in the international stage is going to be the playing surface, honestly, and it's something none of us are going to really have the answer to until later on tomorrow. But last year in Brazil, it was a problem for Green Bay in Philadelphia in the playing surface. And so, you know, today there were some photos. They were just out of like a practice field. It looked like they were at a high school, but it was like it was a field that you would have seen maybe in some random neighborhood small park or small high school. It didn't look like the best shape. The field goal posts were probably from like 1970 or something like that. But I think that's my biggest concern. You know, these international games are going to happen more and more, as you were saying. Every year, I think we're going to start seeing eventually every team play an international game with the next CBA. And they better have these field conditions figured out. But as far as what's at stake tomorrow, I mean, it is a divisional showdown. I mean, it's a big game, divisional implications. I think the Chargers' loss of Rashawn Slater, though, their left tackle, is massive, Mark. Like, I think that's a tough one to get over if you're the Chargers. I actually think Denver will end up being the second-best team in this division, not the Chargers. Justin Herbert has not shown he can win a big football game, and that's a big problem considering that the conference they're in and the division they're in.
Yeah, so I agree with you on the Broncos, and that was going to be my next question because they were better last year, and they look like they're positioned to certainly move forward, right?
Absolutely, and their defense, I think, got better. This is already one of the top defenses in football, and they go and they spend one of their top draft picks on a young corner. They make sure they retain some of those guys on the defensive line. They bring in a linebacker from San Francisco in Greenlaw. So it's going to be whether or not Bo Nix can elevate more. You know, like last year was very good rookie, but how high is his ceiling? Is he like, his ceiling to me is not going to put him in the category of Burrow or Mahomes or Allen or whatever. All right, so let's say he's just a little bit better. Is that enough to get a divisional win? I'm not so sure. Is it enough to make the playoffs again, win a playoff game this go around? Yeah, I think that's probably where they're at. I would put them outside of that grouping of Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore for sure still.
Hey, Alex, Ethan here. Sticking with the AFC West, we know how much talent there is. We know that it's not quite often that you see three teams make the playoffs from one division, but we did see it twice last year, and I think there's a chance that we could see it again this year, and it wouldn't necessarily surprise me if it ended up being the AFC West, considering those three teams might beat each other up a little bit. What are your thoughts on the odds of all three of those teams finding a way to sneak into the AFC playoffs this year?
So I wouldn't be shocked if it happens again, but I just for full transparency, we did our picks today on the show, and I did not have three teams coming out of the AFC West. I'm trying to remember my exact AFC playoff field off the top of my head. I believe the wild cards I had were the shot. This will surprise you. The Steelers is the 7 seed.
Ooh,
I believe.
Wow.
I believe the Texans is the 6, and then the 5 seed was the Broncos. That's who I only had two teams out of the AFC West.
Who did you have winning the South?
The Jags. That's my
surprise.
Oh
boy,
pick.
Man, yeah. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this because I'm very intrigued now. Because I don't know. I guess I had the Jaguars also making the playoffs, but I haven't heard a lot of people necessarily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Picking outside of Houston to win the AFC South.
Right. People are out on Trevor Lawrence is what it is. And look, this is it. This is a make or break year. He's got a new head coach, but I like the new head coach, Liam Cohen. For those that don't know, he was the offensive coordinator in Tampa when Baker Mayfield last year went out and had his best season of his career, threw over 40 touchdown passes and was awesome. This is it. If it doesn't work this year for Trevor Lawrence, guys, it's not going to happen. But I believe with Lawrence and one of their skilled players and Brian Thomas and obviously Travis Hunter, their top draft pick, I think in a division and that is still very, very weak in a Texans team that got worse on the offensive line, I think the Jags could be one of the surprise teams, not to make noise in the playoffs, but to win the division and get into the postseason.
Alex, one final question. I rode Jaden Daniels and Saquon Barkley to a fantasy football championship last year. I have both of them on my team again this year. Jaden as a keeper. Some people think he's going to regress. I love that kid. I think he's a superstar. Your thoughts on Jaden Daniels and the Commanders? I'm sorry. Did I call him the Commanders? I guess I have to, right?
Look, I think he necessarily won't regress majorly. I think the team won't be as good. Their schedule's just way tougher. You look at some of the teams they beat last year. I mean, they had a soft schedule. So I think win-wise, the Commanders, I think I have them as a 10-win team today. I mentioned as a wild card, but a 10-win wild card team. Jaden Daniels, I'm with you. I think he's that guy, right? I think he's one of those special quarterbacks in the league. But I do think schedule's way too tough for the Commanders to be a 13-win or 12-win team.
Well, it's going to be fun tonight. We'll have to see what happens between the Eagles and the Cowboys. Awesome to have you back on, Alex, and talking football. Have fun with the Chiefs game tomorrow night, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.